From Troy to Constantinople, Cities and Societies of Ancient Turkey, Lecture 3, The Hittites.
Around the time that Schliemann was excavating Troy, archaeologists were beginning to explore central Anatolia, so the high plateau that lies east of the western coast where Hissarlik was located. Now, references in ancient Egyptian and Mesopotamian texts, dating to the 2nd millennium BC, referred to a place called the Land of the Hatti. And this led scholars to investigate ruins near a Turkish village called Boazköy. And here, excavations in the early 20th century uncovered thousands of cuneiform tablets written in several languages. Now, before this time, we have not been able to talk about written records from Anatolia. And in fact, thanks to contact with peoples from Mesopotamia, from about 2000 BC onward, peoples in Anatolia did begin to write, not at Troy or Hissarlik, unfortunately, but certainly in central Anatolia. And so, investigations at Boazköy uncovered numerous cuneiform tablets, that is, clay tablets that were inscribed with a kind of script created through wedge-shaped markings. Now, what was interesting about these tablets is that there were several languages represented within these tablets. One was the language of Akkadian, which is a Semitic language that was the diplomatic language used throughout the Near East during the 2nd millennium BC. It was kind of the lingua franca, as in the 19th century where the diplomats spoke French. In the 2nd millennium BC, the means of communication between various kingdoms was Akkadian. Now, these Akkadian texts could be translated, and they related that the city where they were discovered was called Hattusha. And it was very clear that the kings of Hattusha were major players in international affairs. Now, I mentioned that there were two languages present within these tablets, and the other language was a language that came to be known as Nessite. And this is an Indo-European language, not a Semitic language, and only later came to be translated. And people are still working on the translation of this language. Now, because of a biblical tradition that calls the occupants of the land of Hatti the Hittites, early 20th century scholars gave that name to this new civilization of central Turkey. Even though now we know that the Hittites never called themselves Hittites, but still the name has stuck. And so today's lecture is about the Hittites, about these people that occupied the land of the Hatti that belonged to a global community that wrote letters to one another using the Akkadian script between the kingdoms of Egypt and Babylon and Assyria and the Hittites themselves.